Have you ever felt like life was happening to you rather than for you? The power of awareness reveals a revolutionary truth. Your consciousness is the sole creator of your reality. This isn't metaphorical, it's literal. The world you experience is a direct projection of your inner assumptions and beliefs about yourself. What appears as solid reality is actually a manifestation of your consciousness, projected outward like images on a movie screen. Think about it. Two people can face identical circumstances yet experience entirely different outcomes. The person who maintains an unwavering self-concept of abundance somehow finds opportunities even in economic downturns, while someone with a deeply held belief in their own inadequacy might squander advantages others would treasure. Why? Because we don't see the world as it is, we see it as we are. At the core of this teaching lies a profound concept. There is only one consciousness in the universe, expressing itself through infinite forms. This singular awareness is what we call I am, the pure sense of existing before any qualifiers are added. Regardless of what you forget, your name, location, or circumstances, the awareness that you exist remains. This I am is the foundation upon which all creation rests. What makes this understanding so powerful is its implication. If consciousness is the first cause of everything, then by changing your consciousness, you change your entire world. Your self-concept, the particular way you complete the statement, I am, determines everything you experience. When you declare, I am successful, I am healthy, or I am unloved, you're not merely describing your reality, you're actively creating it. This understanding liberates you from victimhood. You're not at the mercy of circumstances, other people, or bad luck. Your world moves with perfect precision, reflecting your inner assumptions. Most people believe happiness depends on external circumstances, the right job, partner, or wealth. This is a delusion. The true cause of everything in your life is your state of consciousness, your assumptions about yourself and the world. The power of assumption is your creative faculty for shaping reality. When you assume a certain state of consciousness, you activate forces that manifest that assumption in physical experience. Using this power requires transforming your thinking. Instead of working to achieve desires, assume the feeling of already having them. Every desire contains the seeds of its fulfillment, but desire alone isn't enough. Changes must come through shifts in your self-concept. What appears as coincidence is actually the natural outworking of your assumptions. This is why affirmations often fail. They remain at the surface level rather than penetrating deeper. To manifest desires, imagine yourself as already being the person who has what you want. You must assume the feeling of your wish fulfilled with such sensory vividness that it possesses the complete reality of accomplishment. In a world constantly competing for your attention, directing and sustaining focus becomes your greatest power. Attention is most forceful when narrowly focused, when obsessed with a single idea to the exclusion of all else. The desire that realizes itself is always the one upon which attention is exclusively concentrated. When you know what you want, deliberately focus on the feeling of your wish fulfilled until it fills your mind completely. This doesn't require strain or effort. Those create resistance. Instead, aim for relaxed but alert concentration, like being absorbed in a fascinating book. Your attention's power measures your inner force. Most people's attention is scattered among countless distractions. When you control the direction of your attention, you gain control over your life. This focus becomes particularly powerful when combined with physical stillness, which allows mental energy to accumulate, explaining why meditation practices are valued across cultures. Remember, what you focus on expands in your experience. By consistently directing attention to your wish fulfilled, you amplify it until it becomes your dominant state. Have you ever noticed how your internal dialogue shapes your perception of reality? The conversations in your mind create attitudes that determine what you experience. What you perceive depends not on what's actually present, but on your assumptions when looking. Your mental attitude filters how you see the world. If you assume hostility, neutral expressions appear threatening. If you assume abundance, you'll spot opportunities others miss. Your assumptions dictate both what you notice and how you act, governing all movements toward their fulfillment. Consider this story. A costume designer found herself in conflict with a theatrical producer. Every interaction was tense. She realized she had been mentally rehearsing arguments with him, imagining his rudeness and her clever responses. When she changed these mental conversations, imagining pleasant exchanges instead, his actual behavior completely transformed. Nothing changed except her assumptions. The practical application is to monitor and consciously choose your mental conversations. Instead of rehearsing arguments or failures, imagine conversations reflecting your desired reality. Hear congratulations for success. Feel loving exchanges. Experience colleagues' respect. The fundamental technique for manifesting desires is living from the end, mentally occupying the state you would experience if your desire were already fulfilled. This isn't pretending, it's aligning your consciousness with what you wish to manifest. Begin by clarifying exactly what you want, focusing on the state of consciousness you seek rather than just external conditions. Instead of fixating on money, identify the feeling of abundance it represents. Create a simple scene that implies your desire is fulfilled, perhaps receiving congratulations or seeing a specific bank balance that confirms your wish realized. Enter a relaxed awareness, similar to the drowsy state between waking and sleeping. Experience your imagined scene vividly, using all senses to make it real in your consciousness. Persist in this assumption until it feels natural and maintain this feeling throughout your day. When challenges appear, remind yourself, this is just a shadow of old thinking. My new reality is already established. Remember, you're not creating something new. You're stepping into an existing state of consciousness. By changing who you are being, you change what you experience. The practice of assumption isn't about forcing change through willpower. It's about recognizing your inherent creative power. When you assume the feeling of your wish fulfilled with unwavering faith, you align with the universe's infinite creative power. Faith isn't blind belief in external forces, but awareness of the reality of what you assume. It's knowing that your desire already exists in consciousness, waiting to manifest physically. This faith is exercised through deliberate imagination. Being faithless means doubting the reality of your assumptions. By persisting in the assumption that you already are what you want to be, you transcend doubt and circumstances. Faith doesn't question. Faith knows. The practical expression of faith is living as if your desire were already fulfilled, not as a technique, but as recognition that in consciousness it is already yours. This is why gratitude is powerful. It acknowledges that what you seek is already given. Your consciousness creates your reality. Your assumptions about yourself determine everything you experience. This transformative power isn't somewhere out there, it's within you.